A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Chaf Beis, Zvachim 22b, pagination is 44. On the fifth line of the page, at the two dots, Orel, an uncircumcised Kohen, is going to invalidate the Karban if he were to do the Avoda. So Rashi on the Mishnah, Tesvav Amud Beis, told us that we're dealing with a Kohen Shemeso Echav Machmas Mila, a Kohen whose brothers died as a result of Mila, and therefore, for Pikuach Nefesh, life endangerment reasons, he did not get a circumcision, a Mila, but he's a tzaddik, he's a wonderful person, he's a good person, no problem, but he can't do the Avoda, because he's an Orel. It's a rule. He can't do it. But the reason that he's in his situation of Arelus is totally justified according to Halacha. If you take a look at Tosfos by us, Tosfos says, Mefarish Rabbeinu Shlomo, Rashi explains that it refers to someone whose brothers died because of Mila. For Rabbeinu Tam Mefarish, and Rabbeinu Tam, though, takes this to a whole new level. He says, Mumer La'Orlos, it's a person who indeed is in violation. But Midaigas Tsa'ar Hamila, he's a person who's not getting circumcised because he's afraid of the pain of the procedure. So, according to Rabbeinu Tam, this person is wrong. Very unique case. But it's not going to make him totally out of bounds of the Jewish people, because it's l'tayavon. It's a desire that he's not able to overcome. He's not able to meet the demands of the situation that the Yetzirah is tempting him to do something or not to do something. What's the difference if a person has a desire to eat a cheeseburger? It doesn't mean any harm, but he lost control. It doesn't mean he's an apikairis. It doesn't mean that he doesn't believe in Hashem. It doesn't mean that suddenly he's considered an akum. He has a problem. He's got to deal with the problem. What's the difference if it's a cheeseburger that he's going to do, or he's afraid to do the mila, so he's not doing something that he's supposed to do? If you'll take a look in Dirshu Mishnah Brura, Simin Tuf Kuf Yud Beis, on the topic of not cooking for a non-Jew on Yom Tif, or for a person who has the equivalent status of an Akum, he's a Mechal Shabbos Befarhesya, intentionally. So the Dirshu Mishnah Brura over there, my edition, it's footnote 5, describes different cases where a person might be mechalal Shabbos, and the distinction between doing it purposely and carelessly versus somebody who's tempted. And he even considers a case where a person goes to work because he can't control himself, he can't withhold himself from his business on Shabbos, as opposed to somebody who's simply Mechal Shabbos straight away. If you have a person who's only Mechal Shabbos for the business, but otherwise he's not Mechal Shabbos, which was the case in the 1940s, 1950s, you had such Jews, he says it's questionable whether that's Lahachis or L'Te'avon. What exactly is that? Because we recognize that the person is dealing with an Isayon, he's still wrong, but he's dealing with something, and it's not quite the carelessness of someone who just doesn't do the mitzvah. And over here also, Rabbeinu Tam is learning the case of Orel as a case where the person certainly is supposed to do Mila, in the case of Rabbeinu Tam, but he's afraid to. It's too painful. And that Daigas Tsar Hamilo, he's afraid it's going to be painful, is a unique level in fighting the Yetzer Hara. to know where the person's up to. In any case, let's get back to the Gemara. Orel, minolon. How do you know that an orel is going to invalidate the korban, and that indeed it's prohibited? Amar Rav Chista said, Moshe Rabbeinu lo lamadnu, we do not have this from the five books of Moshe. Midivrei Yecheskel ben Buzi lamadnu, but we do have this law from the book of Yecheskel. The pasuk says, Perek Mem Dalid, Ko ben Nechor aralei va'aral basar. Person is foreign to Hashem. He's distanced himself from Hashem. Whether he's an aralev, an uncircumcised heart, he's not a believer, or he's an aral basar, he's uncircumcised in his flesh, which is that he didn't have a bris. La yavo mikdashi lisharseni, don't come to my mikdash in service. Uminalan demachli avoda. How do you know that it violates? Dichsib b'haviyachem b'nei nechor aralei v'aralei basar lios b'mikdashi lechalas espesi. The word lechalel is used, and both of these psukim, one in pasuk tes and one in pasuk zayin, both of these psukim in perek mem dalet of Yecheskel. Now, the simple understanding, I believe, would be, as the Kesef Mishnah references us to Rashi in Sanhedrin, Pei Dalid, is that it's Azhara Midivrei Kabbalah Ba'alma, it is a lav coming from the book of Yecheskel, V'lo Laki Allah, and you would not get Malkus because of it. The Rambam, however, in Bias Mikdash Vav Ches, tells us Ha'oral Areu ke ben Nechar, the Oral is compared to a ben Nechar, someone foreign. Shenemar ko ben Nechar Arleva Arle Basar, the Pasuk in Yecheskel. Lefikach, but the Rambam's conclusion is therefore Oral Sha'ovad Chilal Avodaso, an Oral that served violated the service, it's going to be pasul. Veloke, and he gets malchus. Kizor she'ovad, just like a zor. Aval einu chayev misa, but he's not going to be chayev misa. The Kesef Mishnah points out that this is surprising, because we don't normally have a statement of loke based on a pasuk in Navi. And the question that we want to work with is the Gemara elsewhere that says, Gemara Gemiri La, that this halacha was halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim, and Yecheskel just codified it in a verse. But until then, it was also a halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim, and perhaps somehow from that, it's getting Malkus. The Radvaz was posed this question, and he responded that indeed one possibility here in understanding the Rambam is that ben nechar, zor, these things are written in the Torah. All Yecheskel came along and did was reveal to us in a verse, in a pasuk, that those terms, ben nechar, zor, include an orel, an uncircumcised person. In fact, that's the wording, Gemara Gemirila. They had a tradition that is included in the pasuk, but Yecheskel made a pasuk out of it to let you know, to group it all together, is it ben Nechor, it's an aral lev, it's an aral basar, and to put it all together. The Ridvaz concludes his comments by writing that perhaps this is actually the way the pasuk is to be read. When it comes to a zor, which is the one who gets malchus, that pasuk is zor lo yikrav. It's a lav, and it's more of a generic, zor lo yikrav. But when it talks about Yumas, about the death penalty, it says Hazor HaKarev Yumas. The Zor, you have to be the classic Zor, not just the one who's included by the way. And he says that perhaps these psukim actually substantiate or could be the source for the Rambam who's writing, he's loke like a Zor because he's included in the Zor status, the foreigner, based on tradition and based on a pasuk in Yechezkel. Aval eina chayev misa, but is not chayev misa, because that pasuk is hazara karev yumas, only the classic zar, but not the other ones that are being added to that category. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.